This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with Sarah Marie Dillard of the Underground School of Sound and Colleen Nitsch of Nitsch Theater Arts about the music, dance, and theatrical performances that will all be taking place tomorrow at Ignite Peoria. Colleen and Sarah, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you so much.
Great to be here.
Now, I know both of you have done a lot of work organizing the two featured performance stages at Ignite. Colleen, let's start with you. You've helped bring together the main stage performances at Ignite. Can you give us kind of an overview of what's going to be happening on that stage?
Absolutely. Let me tell you, there is so much excitement that is going to be happening on the main stage this year because it really represents the diversity of the arts organizations here in Peoria. In the morning time, you're going to see all of the area community theaters, Players, Cornstalk, Eastlight, all represented. Then my organization with the great kids of Nitsch Theater Arts, Stage Kids and Rising Stars will take the stage. And then we go on to having the Heart of Illinois Chorus. We have the Central Illinois Ballet, Peoria Ballet. We got the Peoria Magicians that will be out there. We've got cloggers and belly dancers and some of our cultural organizations. So it really is a full day of entertainment for everyone, families, kids alike.
And where is the main stage going to be physically located?
Come right inside the main entrance, and you're not going to be able to miss it.
And it seems like the focus of the main stage, at least, is the performing arts groups that someone could get involved with if they were so inclined. A lot of these are community organizations. A lot of them have open membership or are often actively recruiting.
Absolutely. Almost all of these organizations are always looking for volunteers and performers and people to get involved with them. And most of them will have booths there at Ignite so that you can go and talk with them.
Now, Colleen, you've also incorporated two new elements to Ignite this year that are in line with the performance stage. Can you tell us about those?
Absolutely. We've got in the afternoon, if you go to the Ignite Peoria website, you will see on there that there are workshops available absolutely free for you to get involved with that have to do with all different kinds of aspects of the performing arts in the theater. So we are hoping that you go on there and sign up for those and get involved. Then we also have something we're really excited about, which is the Peoria TKTS booth. And for those of you who are not familiar with that, if you go to New York City, you will find this booth in the middle of the theater district in Times Square, and it is where you get discounted tickets for Broadway and off-Broadway shows. So our local theaters are offering discounts and special deals and promotions just for visitors at Ignite that day.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the workshops that you were talking about, and who are they aimed at? Are they aimed at young performers? Are they for everyone? And what are the topics being covered?
The workshops are mainly aimed at our younger performers. So anywhere from ages 5 to 18 are able to participate. And we have everything. Nitsch Theater Arts is offering a beginning musical theater workshop. So this is a nice introduction. If you've ever thought about getting involved with a community theater musical production, this will let you know what kind of happens in the auditioning process and so forth. Also, we're offering an improvisational acting workshop. So no preparation needed. You're going to come in. You're going to play some great games. You're going to do some scenes. If you've ever thought about, young people thought about acting, they can come in there and participate without any stress. Peoria Players is offering a Find Your Voice workshop, and that's purposely just to help people figure out what they should be singing if they're going to go and audition for one of the theaters, because sometimes that is a challenge, finding appropriate music and what musical directors are looking for. And then we're really excited about this for some of our older students, a mock audition workshop where we have area directors and musical directors and choreographers that they can come in, sing their audition piece, do a brief dance audition, and get immediate feedback from a panel of actual people who they would be auditioning for in the community at any of our theaters.
Now, Sarah, let's talk about the second stage that's being offered at Ignite this year.
Yes.
You're sitting here in the studio wearing your State and Water t-shirt.
Gotta rep.
That's right. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind this stage and what we can expect to see at it.
The inspiration behind this stage is the working live musicians of Peoria. What we want to present to you on Saturday is a taste of exactly what you would hear if you went out to an open mic on a Tuesday or to a restaurant on a Friday or a bar on a Saturday. You're going to hear these people in those places. We've got soloists, we've got duos, we've got trios, we've even got some spoken word artists coming out to give some soul without a little musical accompaniment, kind of chop up the day a little bit for us. What I'm most excited about this day, of course, is the Underground School of Sound. That's my own teaching collective. It's made up of myself, my bass player and fiance, Mr. Brandon Mewberry, and our drummer and percussionist, Mr. Nick Fairley. We're all private music educators, and we've formed this Underground School of Sound, mainly gearing students towards learning to perform live local music. Even if it's just for a hobby, but ideally even for a career, we're training 12-year-olds and 16-year-olds and young adults and older adults to become working musicians in Peoria, to earn a living from the art that they put so much time into perfecting. And so we're presenting our students that day at 11 o'clock.
One of the performers you've got on the schedule is a young woman. And by young, I mean she's 15 years old, mm-hmm. and will be performing on the State and Water stage. Can you tell us about her a
little
bit?
Yes, I can. Now, compared to some of the artists on that stage, she's not even that young, but especially because she works so hard. She doesn't hit you as a 15-year-old. She has the stage personality and the work ethic of a much, much older person. Her name is Cammy Proctor. She's 15 years old, and I first heard her at Red Barn Open Stage, which is an open stage that I host on Tuesday nights at the Red Barn in Peoria. I was so excited when I heard her because I was already in the planning stages for Ignite, and I knew that she needed to be featured on our State and Water stage.
So what I love about these two stages is not only do we have the cultural heritage of the community theater, the ballet, is the groups that have been around for so long, but also this new tradition in Peoria of the live local musician that's really, really starting to, I think, gain momentum. I'd be interested in hearing from both of you, what do you hope people take away from Ignite after they get a chance to perhaps sit down at both of these stages?
You should be good. Go ahead.
Well, anybody who knows me knows that my passion is arts for young people and helping them to be involved if they have a desire, and to encourage them to move on and grow up. And even if they end up doing it professionally or not, it's the impact that it can have. So what I'm hoping is that families and people that come to Ignite and see the talent that is rich in our area and on our stages, and see all of the artists that are there creating in our area, that they really become invested and really start to support some of these organizations even more. Because some people say, well, I don't know what to do to support you for the theaters. Well, come see their shows. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, come see these artists that are performing out locally, mm-hmm. for our fine artists. Go to their galleries. Go to First Fridays. Mm-hmm. Go to these things. Bring people. Bring your friends. Tell your friends. Because this is such an inspiring day of creativity in this area. I tell all of my parents and people that I run into through my organization, I'm like, if you have not been to Ignite, you need to come experience it. And I guarantee you, you will go back every year and you will discover something new.
Obviously, you've both taken on these projects over and above your own, you know, your own studios, your own performing and educating activities. Can you just tell us a little bit about how you put these schedules together and how you contacted the people who are performing? I mean, did you just open up your Rolodexes, or were these people that you already knew? What was the process of putting this together?
Well, I knew for sure that I wanted every single person on the State and Water stage to be someone that you can hear out on any given night of the week in Peoria. So I have a huge Rolodex in my mind of live local musicians. So I thumbed through it. And I do feel like we chose some of the best of Peoria. We obviously couldn't fit all of the best of Peoria. There's no time. There's so much high-quality music and art in Peoria that we just couldn't feature it all this year. But that is all the more reason to invest in next year as well. And so I am... What was your question? I already forgot. Maybe that was a good enough answer.
The question was basically just, you know, like... What's the process? What, you know, what?
The process, yes. So I knew who I had in mind pretty much immediately. I also knew that I wanted to mix it up in terms of style. So we've got soulful music happening. We've got classic acoustic guitar. We've got original music happening. We've got folk. We've got a little bit of everything. So I just started sending out the messages. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard to get people to commit, especially when it's a short set and an unpaid set. But that is all the more reason that I believe that we have the best of Peoria, because these people are here. They're not getting paid. They're here because they want to invest in Ignite. They are an active part of our community, and they're just as passionate as we are. I'm really excited to feature them.
And it should be noted that Ignite is free for all of the participants free for the public. So this really hinges on the investment from the community.
As well as parking, free parking as well. Like, there's no excuse not to come to Ignite.
We've been talking with Sarah Marie Dillard, coordinator of the State and Water Stage at Ignite Peoria, and Colleen Nitsch, organizer of the main performance stage. Ignite Peoria runs tomorrow from 9 to 5 at the Peoria Civic Center. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And tonight and tomorrow night, you can catch the final performances of East Light Theater's production of The Who's Tommy. Based on the iconic 1969 rock concept album, The Who's Tommy is an exhilarating story of hope, healing, and the human spirit. The curtain rises at 7:30 p.m. both nights. For more information, visit www.eastlighttheater.com.
And the Peoria Municipal Band is finishing up its season for the year with a concert Sunday night at 7 at the Glen Oak Park Amphitheater on Prospect Road. David Vroman conducts. The soloists include Becca Largent and Sam Stoffer.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.